The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning.
You're back from your world travels.
Back.
And work this week and getting back in the groove.
Great time on vacation and coming back to work wasn't too bad. I mean,
I might have to try a vacation one of these days. It's been about 14 years.
Sometimes. It seemed like my brain was relaxed and was able to handle stuff better. So it's what you hope when you go on vacation. Mm. You can unwind and relax. And if anybody out there has never been to the Outer Banks in North Carolina, you should really go because it's kind of an old school beach scene and it's a long drive now. Don't get me wrong, but it's I think it's worth it.
It is a long way. How long did it take?
It takes about 7 hours to get to where we were. We stayed over in Beaufort, which is on the other side. That's about 5.5. But then you got to wiggle your way around. I think it's about 3.5 to from there to get to where we were. But you come back a different way. So you can go interstates a lot of the way.
Yeah, they got interstates.
Me and Teresa don't like a lot of that, really. But it's funny, we kind of got into some U.S. Open traffic on the way there. I wasn't even thinking about the U.S. Open as, you know, Pinehurst, which is not too far above Rockingham.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on 74. I just didn't really put those things together. But I think that's a little bit of a problem that day. But
our family farms on 73 above Rockingham.
Yeah.
So you don't generally plan to go down there on U.S. Open week.
Yeah, I hear you.
People get lost and end up everywhere.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, but it's been good, and it's been hot, man. Everybody's talking about how hot it is. And I was looking at my phone. That's 77 degrees right now.
Well,
8:30.
The thing here for the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about 100 degrees, and then when it gets close to the time, they drop it.
Yeah, I think that one day it got pretty close, but humidity, 99. We haven't had any humidity till the last couple of weeks here. It was it was hot, but it wasn't, you know, like it was then. But it's time to get hot. It's July, so July 4th coming up.
We were hot in June, and I don't understand because usually June's not bad. August is a killer. So we got August to look forward. We had some pretty good 90-degree weather.
You know what I say? I say, come on, bring it on, get it over with.
That's it.
It's not going to be hot for so many days.
I'm hoping June is going to be cooler in August is what I'm hoping.
Oh, man.
Well, who picked your vegetables while you were gone?
My parents went over there. Oh, I didn't have too much coming out then. It's really starting to produce now. We need rain. I mean,
we did get rain last night.
Yeah, I think I got half an inch, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
It came down pretty good.
My neighbor across the street from me goes, I said, we got rain last night. He said, yeah, about 5 minutes.
Oh, it was longer than 5 minutes.
I don't know. What time was it?
He
said 11 something.
11 to 12 somewhere. I heard it and didn't know what it was because usually you don't hear it in my house.
Yeah.
And I finally heard it, and I said, I'll get up and look. I said, no, I'm too comfortable.
Well, I didn't hear nothing.
They probably last about 45 minutes.
I ain't going to get up to look at rain.
I have. When we hadn't had any for several weeks this time.
But, I like a good storm. And when we were on vacation, we hoped we were going to get some storms up there, and it didn't rain. It was 70 degrees in the morning, 82 in the afternoon for the whole time we were there.
We had some Thursday afternoon that lasted about an hour and a half, but it was just a nice, steady drizzle.
When was this?
Thursday afternoon.
This week?
Yeah.
See, we didn't get that much at the store. I mean, even
it lasted.
My dad said he got like 0.05.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a lot. But
I didn't get any in my house that day.
It was a good soaking rain.
Yeah. But I think the next day or two, we're
Friday,
get some
we
rain,
got some too, but it was more of a storm.
Well, we hadn't had rain in a couple of weeks. So.
I went over to the office to get my year ends tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. So I could get some stuff done. And Rhonda calls me at 9:30, and she's got the fireplace people and the exterminator and the alarm people all lined up because she works from home on Friday. Calls me at 9:30, and they're taking her mom to the hospital.
Oh, no.
89 years old with her stomach. And so she's gone just long enough that I had to stay at the house all day.
There you go.
And she's doing fine today.
That's good.
So anyway.
She lives in Rock Hill?
York.
Oh, York.
On the Mill Hill in York. Lived there for 70-something years.
I hear you.
Okay, there's Mr. Stone filling in for Matthew today. We'll be right back to the garden.
This is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double-hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Okay. Mr. Stone has brought us back. It's kind of nice.
Doing him. Good. Matt is down, I think, in Edisto this week.
Is that what it was? He told me, but I couldn't remember.
He sent me a picture. He always sends me a picture. They go the old way down 321, and they go right past Carolina Fresh, and he always sends me a picture when he
goes by there.
Yeah.
He goes through Neces.
Yep, right through there.
I wonder how many people in South Carolina know where Neces is.
I don't know. It's south of North.
I just know it's in
South
Orange,
of North.
It's in Orangeburg County.
South of North, South Carolina.
Orangeburg County, that's all I know.
I love seeing all these little town names and stuff. And well, we went through the back way up through North Carolina.
They're there too. That's
crazy. Yeah.
The family farm over in Richmond County is between Ellerby, North Carolina, and Mount Gilead, North Carolina. Both of them, I think, now, they're down to one stoplight now. But it's 15 miles from the farm, so it's 15 miles to the nearest traffic light.
Yeah.
It's 30 minutes above Rocket.
I think it's just interesting how people live. I mean, I wonder what those people do for a living. You know, they live out there, how far they have to drive for their job.
Most of them sell timber.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we do with the farm, or the family. But
5 minutes for me to drive to work, so it's like... That's a rarity.
More than five minutes.
Not really. I mean, it's 3 miles.
You can't get from Millwood to the store in 5 minutes. Take you that long to get off Ebenezer.
Following the speed limit, maybe not.
It takes me less than 5 minutes.
The horrible Rock Hill traffic.
Stephen Stone
does a traffic report in the morning. So
I listen to him do the traffic report in the morning.
Rock Hill does have a little traffic now. I mean, it's... Not bad, but there's certain times of the day where it's like I was leaving my store yesterday at 5:10, something like that, trying to take a left.
Oh God. No. No. I'd take the right, go to Walmart and turn around. But the problem with that first light to go into Walmart is the slowest light.
Well, I could go down there to Rawson Road, take a left, and go around that way. But you just have to wait. The stoplights are timed where, you know, it'd be traffic, and then there's a little gap in there. But definitely changed from years. I remember when I worked at Carolina Downs, we had rented a front end loader, backhoe type thing for four wheels. You had to drive back on the road. So I drove it from Carolina Downs to Sunbelt Rentals, I guess, or whoever used to be down at Riverview Road. And it was two lanes. Selling these was two lanes the whole way. So I remember I pulled over about Twin Lakes and let some cars go by. The guy that works with me was driving behind me with flashers on, but that was a two-lane road then. Look at it now. It's a racetrack.
I remember when Cherry Road was
six
a dirt
lanes
road.
Out there, yeah.
The water plant was out in the country.
Yeah. It's cool to be here and see all the growth, but it's kind of...
My uncle worked at the water plant back in the 60s and 70s. So.
Yeah. And I guess they built that mall out there. I guess it was kind of in the country. It was on the other side of the
Manchester.
Water plant. No, I'm talking about the mall on Cherry Road.
That's Rock Hill Mall.
Rock Hill Mall.
That was there a long time. They built it probably in the 70s.
Yeah.
The road was paved by then.
Oh, yeah, I knew it was paved by then.
And then the movie theater went behind the water plant.
Yeah.
And then later the fire station, number two, was built back there. It's still there.
Number three.
Is that three?
That was three.
Two was on Cherry Road.
Two was on Cherry, downtown.
Right, that's right. Oh, one was downtown.
Yeah, okay. But they don't use it now. It's a museum, I think.
Well, the one on...
it's called Maine, I guess, now.
The one out there, the mall, PRT uses it for storage now. Last I heard, I don't know if they still do or not. But
there's a lot of fire departments now.
The funniest
it's a big area to cover.
The one out of the airport.
Yeah. Watches after you. Well, it doesn't really watch after you because you're not in the city.
I'm in the county. But
I'm in the county too. Believe it or not, it goes around me.
Millwood's in the county.
No, Carolina Fresh. Carolina Fresh.
See, I thought y'all got caught up in that Walmart stuff.
Not yet. It'll happen eventually.
I don't know. They don't seem to be annexing anything right now. But anyway. But anyway, back to the subject we're here for. My grass looks real good after this rain.
Does it? Now, I was telling everybody, I was thinking about this, to water less days, heavier. But you got to understand, when it's over 90s and we don't get rain, you go ahead and just give it the water. And
all the talk about not watering at night or early in the morning.
Yeah, whatever. When you can.
90 degrees, just load it down. I might have told you one time before on here, back in the old days, we grew a lot of B&B material in the field. And everybody was jumping on drip irrigation back in the 80s. And we never did it because we just let nature take care of it until it got real hot and the leaves started drooping. And we turned overheads on for a couple hours. We weren't trying to really work the ground. We were trying to pull off the trees.
Yeah.
And they seem to do a whole lot better that way.
Yeah, instead of getting that constant water every day.
The drip is gallons per minute, so you got to leave it on like 2 hours to get a tenth of a gallon or something. And it does sink in and make the roots go deep. But what we ran into, if you start digging trees, you cut the drip lines, and you got floods in one space and none in the other.
Can't see where the water is.
Rabbits usually the line. We had that problem a lot with the drip lines we had up for the retail trees. And
rabbits were thirsty.
Rabbits are a pain in the butt. And let's see, what did the man do? We had a bunch of them jumped on some azaleas. They were eating.
Tore them up.
And so Pat called a guy that traps. Used to trap my raccoons and my beaver and that kind of thing. And he said, well, I don't know about rabbits. So he called the game or game warden, basically. And the guy called me about lunchtime, and I didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't know they'd done all
that.
He said, I don't think you can relocate rabbits. I said, I want to relocate rabbits.
Well, shared a story with me.
And then I found out what was going on. But you can't move them from your property to somebody else's property. And you can't even move them to your property if it's not connected.
Hmm.
And we were going to take them over to the creek where there's pastures and stuff where they won't chew my azaleas.
And plenty of grass to eat over there.
You can't get an encroachment permit and shoot them out of season.
Good Lord.
And all kinds of things you couldn't do, but they never told you what you could do.
Yeah.
Okay, it's that time again. Take a short pause for the calls, and we'll be right back to the garden.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule a complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indianland.
And we're back to the gardener's bench. Took a quick break for the calls, and thanks for Stephen Stone filling in today.
That's right. Stephen's a man. He keeps them straight and narrow.
Spinning them tunes. Check him out. He has a show tonight. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, yes, sir.
7 o'clock.
What's the name of it?
The Dance Party.
Dance Party. Check it out, man. It's cool.
It is cool.
I had a couple people over couple of months ago, and I cut that on, and we listened to it. It's good. Yeah.
You don't need to get a musician, you just use the radio.
You know what people were doing? They were getting up dancing around
to the radio.
Hence the dance party.
That's cool.
Your show works.
All right, good.
In case you wondered.
So far, so good.
I don't know if I'd take the Rector House of the National Tree or anything.
A
Rock Hill tree, and yeah.
Sure.
Funny.
I'll take it.
Hey, so we're talking about watering and stuff. So in the middle of the day, you wouldn't want to go out there and water your plants, would you? Getting water on the leaves, does that hurt them? Or?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
At 90 degrees, it's going to evaporate.
I always heard it, you know, the bubbles on the leaves.
It will when it's more.
It's better to water early or later in the evening. Or
not this time of year. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I have actually watered lawns, or not lawns, but in my house, the shrubs and all, and the irrigation's evaporating before it hits the ground.
Yeah, that's a big problem. If you did it during the day, you lose half your water, basically.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you can do it.
The wind will blow and the sun evaporates, the air evaporates.
You just don't want to give it a little bit quit. Like you were saying earlier, you need to really soak it in. One thing I had at the house is I had a crop of nut sedge, not in the grass, but in the flower beds.
Yeah.
And It's taken, well, not me, Tommy did it, but it's taken about 3 months to get rid of it.
That's tough to get rid of, and I guarantee you next year it'll come back. It'll be some right there, Bri. I
mean, well, what usually happens is you get the nuts edge and it shades it, it goes away.
Yeah, in your garden, yeah.
Well, in your flower beds, you get enough shade on, like you got deciduous trees that suddenly leave out. But it's going to, unless you get rid of those tubers down there.
Yeah, Tommy, they're like a bulb, they're basically a bulb, like an onion or them.
I think they're a little more stout than us because you can't hardly get rid of it. Tommy out in the garden, I might have told you he started doing square
foot gardens. Yeah, he told me that and expanded.
And it's between a quarter to a half acre now. The corn should be ready the next, it's already got a little corn starting.
Tossing out.
The tassels have been there, but it's pollinated now, so. Mm. And he's got 8 rows, 45 feet long.
Oh, wow. That's a good bit of corn.
He didn't put enough, is what he says. I'm going, okay.
Didn't put enough.
That's what he says.
You going to open a restaurant or something?
I don't know. I don't think they'll let you do that. I don't know. But he's taking a hoe, and after he waters, it goes the next day and digs the nuts out.
Oh, okay.
Throws them in a bucket. And that's the only way you're going to get rid of forever is dig them up. But we kind of let it get fallow, I guess, for 5 years.
Yeah, like you said, a lot of the vegetable plants or your garden or shrubs or whatever, it ends up shading it. It doesn't hurt too bad. But if it's in a garden, I mean, you just almost have to live with it unless you can't.
He's got black-eyed peas, though. The things are 24 inches tall and not a single flower on them.
Wow.
They should have all kinds of fruit on them by now. And
that's weird.
And okra, I was starting to tell you about that off here. You're supposed to dock all the leaves off of them.
Huh.
Because you leave leaves on it, shades them out, and they don't flower.
Okay.
So he went out there, they had a little old, maybe a half inch prick coming up. So he cut all the leaves off, and the things turned brown and fell off. And the sun's called while the thing finally figured it out, because they were. It's shaded by the leaves. You cut leaves off, all of a sudden it's a direct sun. Yeah. They haven't flowered since. So he did put some fertilizer on them because they were turning a little yellow. And put 10-10-10. And the guy, Paul retired, but first down there said, you might have put too much fertilizer. I mean, he said, I only put a half a cup. Yeah, I mean, that's too much.
I'm always scared of it fertilizing my garden. I got a good compost and everything in there, but once everything's going, I'm scared to put more stuff on there. But maybe I need to, because it does wear out. You know, like you water every day, like your lawn is supposed to last 2 months, but then you start getting hot and water, and it leaches out.
Well, hot weather generally doesn't bother your plants.
They're
accustomed to that. And now, like azaleas are very shallow rooted. If it gets real hot like it did here, dry, you better put some water on. But don't just squirt it. Turn it on for an hour or so. And let it soak in. And if you've done it right, your roots are going deep for the water. So, are you selling any mulch right now?
Yeah, we're still selling some mulch, but like I told everybody last year, nothing slows mulch sales like 90 degrees. Pine needles and mulch is...
The problem is people say it's too hot. Well, it don't hurt the mulch. Nah. It hurts the person putting it down.
Landscapers are still doing it, but the homeowners aren't.
Homeowners, at 85 degrees was too hot for them. So.
Well, they're all on vacation doing stuff with going the kids, to the beach. All kind of stuff. So.
Yeah.
Huh. Have fun this summer. We'll have the mulch back. We got mulch when you get back. Kids go back to school, you can come back and do some more.
I'll let the kids put out the mulch before they go back to school.
I've seen a lot of kids working with their parents doing landscaping and stuff. I bet the kids will be like, I can't wait till school starts back up, boy.
COVID must have helped that, I don't know. But you can plant plants now. Only thing I wouldn't do is try to transplant them or move them.
That's a bad thing.
Trees that are full leaf and dig them up, you really cut your odds of success. But if they're in containers, you can plant them year round. It's just how much heat you're willing to take. And most landscapers, like our guys, They don't like it, but they're used to it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're having a garden party again this week, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Play our songs again. When I got to the garden,
no matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. If your air conditioning and heating system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save over 40% on your everyday home or business energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Did you know that contrary to popular belief, hummingbird nectar does not need to be red? Actually, the red dyes have been found to be harmful to hummingbirds. Although hummingbirds do have color vision, a brightly colored feeder will work perfectly in attracting your little feathered friends to your backyard this spring. Come see us to stock up on nectar and new feeders. Visit Wild Birds Unlimited today in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely.
Okay, it is a lovely day. Every day is a lovely day, but today especially.
Sun's out.
Rock Hill, South Carolina is awesome today.
Guess what? The sun's been out like 3 hours.
Yeah. It was out when I left the house.
It's supposed to be morning. I'm like, man, it's halfway into the day.
Uh-huh. It was.
It's warm. It's going to be hot today. Be careful. Drink lots of water, fluids, and pray for some rain. We hopefully the.
It's supposed to get sun.
Later today, tomorrow.
Storms today, and the way they're talking this morning, but I got where I'm not going to listen to it much anymore because they're wrong all the time. But tomorrow's supposed to be the big day.
It could
rain.
Be some violent storms. I mean, it's going to be up in the 90s, so that usually leads to some nice thunderstorms. And
we
need everything we can get.
They were calling for 102 for 4 days, and we never got there.
If your fescue is struggling a little bit, we have a product called 6111 Iron you can put out. It's just a little iron treatment to help it green up and hang on for a couple months. Won't burn it or anything. So if you're disappointed about the way your fescue looks, and pump the water to it, put this iron on it. Should be good. Water in the morning, though, for fescue. No night watering.
As hot as it is, it doesn't matter.
Well, you don't want that humidity soaking away. You're going to get it. Thunderstorm's going to get it at night anyway. So
you don't want to get people used to water tonight.
Yeah.
Because when it does cool off, it costs them.
Yeah. True.
Boy, that was quick.
That was a quick show. I enjoyed being back.
Okay. We'll be right back.
We're done.
Yeah, we're done. This is it. Oh, I didn't write it down
that
today.
Quick, man.
Okay. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.